Hello and welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday the 25th of June and this is our Glastonbury special.
This is the news
from Glastonbury.
So, if we just were to switch on, because this is a special report that we recorded whilst we were there.
Hello, we're at Glastonbury Festival.
Where's the cuckoo?
I tell you what, it's been pouring with rain here. But you've seen Kate Moss. I'm seeing Lily Allen dressed as a mushroom.
Yep.
So it's all going well.
Zina
got some urine on the bottom of her trousers when she went to the toilet. She didn't do it herself. We're just coming up to the pyramid stage now, so we can, I think there's a band on at the moment.
Who's on?
It sounds like Alan Jones and the Crow. Oh, the crowd are going wild for Anna Jones. They've thrown some inflatable snowmen at him.
That's great, but should we just move somewhere else?
Yeah, if we go to the dance tents here.
Yeah. Hey, this is a good rhythm.
What's this?
I don't know, it's so
is it Fat Boy Slim?
I don't know who anyone is these days.
I don't know. Blow your whistle. Oh, it's Barry Manilow.
Oh.
He's hanging around. Last week with Shirley Bassey. Okay, we have to pay for PRS if we listen too much of this.
Yeah, should we go over there and look at some of the stalls? There's some hippie stuff here.
Yeah, there's some dream catchers and some Wellingtons for sale and some couscous.
Oh, look, there's the a cappella stage.
Fly pickets.
Whoa, the house parts have got back together.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Look over there. Look at that thing.
It's tipping down the rain now.
Yeah. Oh, it's the hardcore rain tombstones. Look at those two flipping around.
Look, they're doing some backflips. Oh, it's the Late London Boys. Brilliant, I tell you what, that's a great lineup this year's Glastonbury Festival.
Honestly,
let's just make a final trip now to the John Peel stage. One of John Peel's favourite bands. Michael Jackson!
Woo!
Walking! Brilliant. Have you got any gossip from Glastonbury? Have you seen anything happening?
Not seen much happening. Had a baked potato, it was still raw.
Well, the Kaiser Chiefs were on, they were apparently very good. And instead of singing Ruby, 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 they sang Muddy, 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 because they're all racist.
Well, I enjoyed it when they did that.
A couple of people have been very foolish. What's this name? Love Fox from band CSS. She's Brazilian, she didn't understand. She's worn a catsuit.
Oh.
So she couldn't go for a wee all weekend.
Stupid.
Ditto, Pixie Geldof also wore a cat suit. It's not the best.
That is Bruce Willis.
No, he looks
like Bruce Willis.
It is Bruce Willis! Wasn't hit on the fourth book.
This is the best festival ever.
I've also heard that the Arctic Monkeys sacked off Kate Moss and Pete Doherty, who wanted to watch their set from the side of the stage. They went, no, fuck off. I don't want you here. Let them own riffraff. But Joe Wiley and Paul Weller, you can stay. And also, Stella McCartney, she said loads of Kate Moss, but she bugged off as soon as Pete turned up. So that's the news from Glastonbury.
Bye, Glastonbury. It's nice to be here for the weekend.
Bye. Should we just go indoors now?
Yes, we go indoors. Right, okay. Let's switch off and go back to the studio.
And this is back to
the studio.
Thank you. Welcome back to the studio. So that was Glastonbury Festival. A great lineup this year. I think probably a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever thought they'd get to see the House Martins and Michael Jackson together at the same festival?
As a young Gally Jones.
In 2007.
Yeah, it was almost... I couldn't have put together a much better one if that's...
Put it together yourself.
Yeah.
From your own iTunes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the news from Glastonbury. It's going to be a big news week this week. It's going to be a big week for Newsbox.
Because, I mean, we all know what the big story of the week is. are Chantal and Ziggy on or off?
And then, you know, there's a couple of other stories brewing. Spice Girls, they're going to make an announcement.
On Wednesday. And do you think, what we'll get front cover? New the Prime Spice Minister Girls or Spice Girls?
Gordon Brown, who knows? But yes, as Zine has just mentioned as an aside there, there's also some news we're probably going to get a new Prime Minister on Wednesday, and it will be Gordon Brown.
Unless he has a heart attack before then.
He could do. He's a gambler, apparently, according to The Sun.
Really?
Yeah, he's a gambler. Gordon Brown will call a general election inside a year. I think they're just saying it's a bit of a risky move rather than he's an actual,
I think
you know,
he's quite
gambler.
Wise.
I think it is. I think it's what the people want. I think people respect him for it.
Yeah, and at least just prove, you know.
But let's face it, Cameron's not popular at the moment. When we'll have a honeymoon period with Gordon Brown, probably.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Which woo?
White old big boy. Harriet Harman.
Yep.
Deputy leader, but not deputy prime minister.
Yes. So I mean, what
is he
fudging? A bit of fortune.
She's the best looking of out of the women.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And there's, you know, it creates it's a nice counterpoint for Gordon Brown in that she's from down south and is very left wing, quite posh, and he's gruff and from north, and she's got a nice smiley face. He's a bit dour.
Although he's been smiling more recently. On the front of the Guardian this morning, it said, they did a typo, which possibly on purpose, but Gordon Blair has taken over. No, right, good luck about that today.
Wimbledon starts today, it's probably going to be mostly rained off. Andy Murray, it can't play, he's that one who's quite good from this country, well, from Scotland.
I bet all my money on Tim Henman winning, because he's really good.
Come on, Tim!
Timothy!
They've referred to Wimbledon as Wimbo on The Sun, which I like the idea of there being a manner of doing things that's part of the Wimbledon culture, and it's called the Wimbo Way.
Wimbo Way, as in.
Yeah, in the jungle.
Nicely done. Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, he's opened the O2 Arena by doing this face here.
Ooh, and touching himself. He's doing Michael Jackson impression, essentially.
He's 60 now.
60? Well, never. That's quite old for a rocking fella.
Well,
he's looking good on it.
Iggy Pop, 62, 67?
Well, I'd say Iggy Pop looked every second of his life.
Well, he still gets his knockers out, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he's still quite lean. 6 in 10 adults admit regularly committing crimes, a government survey has revealed. Well, when they say a crime, what they mean things is like paying cash in hand for a builder. If you get given the wrong change at a newsagent's, not telling them, I don't think that's actually a crime. Really. It's not, you know, it's not against the law to be given the wrong change.
No.
Or stealing from work, you know, taking a post-it note or two. I don't consider any of those.
A crime.
Crime particularly.
What about murder?
That one is... Yeah, a bit naughtier.
But what if you do it in a really middle class way?
What, by like
poisoning
somebody
them with some balsamic vinegar?
Fine.
Putting them in I don't know, where would you put them in a middle class way?
I don't know what you're gonna put them of it, getting rid of the body.
Put them in a compost, one of those compost.
Yeah, composting bins. Or take them over to your house in Provence and bury them under the floorboards.
Yeah. That's
or put a wind...
At least it's inoffensive.
Yeah, putting a wind farm in your garden and using that to hide the bodies.
Or using the body as, you know, using the fumes from the body as
a gas
power your home.
Green.
An eco-friendly way.
In many ways, that's better than...
Lots of useless people.
There's loads of useless people we've read of.
They should put their hands up and say, yes, put me on the list.
Someone who we could possibly murder... And get away with it. James Blunt.
He's going out with Penny's friend.
Apparently so. You're Beautiful, the song.
Thanks.
Has been voted the most irritating song of all time.
Okay, so romantic and so...
Do you want to know the top 10?
Go on.
A couple of these have annoyed me, because I quite like some of them. Number one is You're Beautiful, James Blunt. I mean, it's shit, but it doesn't annoy me that much.
You're Beautiful, You're Gorgeous by, what's his face? You're a Cunt by Who's What's It.
Yeah, you've made all them up. Axel F by The Crazy Frog is number 2. Moonbop by Hanson. A Fine Song is number 3.
They used to have orgies over at the day.
You, Mr. Blobby.
I like Mr. Blobby.
Exactly. The Birdie Song, which I listened to at a wedding the other day.
I wouldn't dance competition to that when I was about
Shout
3.
Shout by Lulu. A classic.
Well.
I Can Do by Black Lace.
Brilliant. Classic.
I Wanna Look Like Grace Kelly by Mika is number 8.
It's alright, that song has been overplayed.
It has.
We like it.
My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. I always feel that's one of those songs that I've actually escaped listening to very many times in my life. And I know that I'm a better person for it. But, you know. And The Macarena is
number
10.
Your worst torture would be if somebody put you in a box with The Shawshank Redemption and Celine Dion record and fed you sausages. Real sausages.
I can think of worse things to eat than real sausages.
With actual faces on
them. Yeah, anything with a face, really. Ricky Gervais has been telling jokes at his mum's funeral. Just it was a while ago. He said it was very funny. And for some reason, that's in the news today.
Yeah.
You know, we made up a story last week about your Victoria Beckham becoming a cheerleader.
It wasn't completely made up.
Well, no, it's page 3 news on Sun. Posh to be a cheerleader.
Oh, well, she's got to do something.
So we broke that news last week, didn't we?
Amy Winehouse wants to do a duet with Dolly Parton. Nice idea.
That would be good.
She's described Dolly Parton as the dogs in a...
As in the dog's bollocks.
As in brilliant, but yeah. I've never heard that before.
That's the dog's bollocks, that's what it means.
The dogs.
The dog's bollocks.
You just say the dogs.
You just miss out the words of bollocks. So like you say the cat's whiskers, you get the cats.
She's the cat.
No one did that. Did I ever tell you about the final of The Apprentice?
Yeah.
And the reason why Simon won?
I'm not sure. Go on.
He said he'd work his little cotton socks off Bran and Sugar if he gave him the job. And I think that's why he got it, because it was quite a sweet phrase that no one has heard for a long time.
So Bran and Sugar is actually a softie.
Yeah, he bought in some cotton socks to work off.
He didn't.
Did?
No, he didn't. Did? People watch soaps and spend more time with fictional soap families than they do with their own.
Well, that's because they're much more interesting than their own families.
My
mum's... Oh, there's another brilliant bit in EastEnders. EastEnders was great yesterday. Another bit where Big Bo got Patrick some giant water pistols to sell in the Minute Mart.
Yeah.
And
were they hooky?
Yeah, of course they were. You know Mo. And then Peggy bought one for Ben, but then she used it because she couldn't reach the hanging baskets outside the Vic. She used it for out the window to shoot the hanging baskets, but then she just stood like a mad sniper putting these brilliant faces shooting people with water out of the Vic windows. It was very funny. And she got Pat and she got Yolandi, but Pat had sussed out what was going on. It was very funny. Yeah, Patrick, Yolandi was getting pulling faces because she's going away for the weekend, and then Patrick kept flirting with blonde women all the time, and she's getting really annoyed with him. So she shagged him out, literally.
Jesus.
He fell asleep at the birthday party and so shagged out.
Aww. Talking of blondes...
Anyway, my family never do nothing like that.
Talking of blondes, Alan Johnston.
Yeah. What job do you reckon he's going to have now?
Well, that's...
It was a pretty close contest between the two of them, wasn't it?
Between who?
Alan Johnston and Harriet Harman.
Alan Johnston.
Okay.
But yes, it was. Alan Johnston, however, he started wearing a belt covered in explosives to protect himself from the...
Oh, that's very Camden. So he's still kidnapped then?
Yeah. My advice to him would be to take the belt off because it could be dangerous and to try and escape. Have you got a nail file? That you didn't know.
A bobby pin?
Had, a button, and you know, any smaller thing you can, you know, think back to what films you've seen.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption.
Great Escape.
You know, grow your nails, dig your way out, claw your way out under the fence, cover it up with a poster of Rita Hayworth.
Very good suggestions there.
No, using caution is what I'm saying, because it's a life or death situation.
So the other Alan Johnston, Johnson,
yeah,
the less attractive one, I think, of the two, There's a picture there, a very small one. So it's yeah.
Oh yeah, much less attractive.
It was only, there was only 0.8% in it, the competition, for the deputy, slightly less good than Gordon Brown post, whatever it's called now.
Quite a lot.
Straw, like Darling and Miliband promoted. Is this official or is this just sort of made up at the moment?
I think it's going slightly...
It's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. There is a thing here going, Alistair Darling, Jack Straw and David Miliband will become the Cabinet's big beasts. But it does... It's in the Sun, and so you immediately look at that and think it says big breasts, but it doesn't. It's some beasts, instead.
It really is the end of the mirror, isn't it?
It is. You'll miss him when he's gone, you know.
We have that Cabinet.
But sometimes you just need to go to IKEA and just get something new.
Something new.
Yeah.
But it might fall apart.
Sometimes
things last longer.
It might be a nice facelift.
Prince William is back together with Kate Middleton.
I never thought that was going to happen. How come that has turned about?
They've been spotted kissing and dancing.
At Glastonbury?
At a Bovington Army camp party in Dawson. And maybe dumping her was a test. Because
she didn't speak out.
She was very good. She didn't speak out and say, yes, I've done it. So maybe she's passed.
Kerry Katona. She's been ditched.
The nation's been ditched
from those Iceland adverts and replaced by the Nolans, which is embarrassing. But apparently more embarrassment ahead. As Brian McFadden, formerly of Westlife, is now saying that he wants the kids again. Second time in 6 months he's threatened to get the kids taken off her, but he's never bothered to actually turn up and see them, so he hasn't got them. There's been some stories out the weekend that she spends up to £1,000 a week on cocaine and ecstasy.
Oh dear.
But she's had a tough life, so, you know, whatever gets you through the day.
Nicole Kidman is the new face of having a fit brain. Now, you know Hollywood, they have lots of fights about
things. Mental agility in the style of Nintendo's Dr.
Mental agility, but also a slim brain.
Okay.
Size zero brain. And you can get it by doing some such as 7 plus 2.
9.
9 minus 1.
8.
8 times 8.
Oh, that's hard.
Minus 4.
16.
Yeah. That kind of mood. And so she's the new face.
I did one of those brain. Nintendo hand things that they have a little game, brain training games, and I did one that said I had the brain of a 54-year-old.
Really? That's odd.
Yeah, I was quite slow, I think. What? But then you can cheat, because I was going, well, that's awful, I would have thought I was a bit quicker than that. And then my friend was going, well, you just have to get the hang of it and work out what sort of questions are coming and just unhang of using the console. So it's a bit like, well, what does it test then?
Oh,
that's great.
Dame Shirley Bassey. Do you remember seeing her when she walked past as a costume wearing Ben Wellies?
Oh, they're brilliant, those wellies. They were like studded with her initials.
DSB.
In Diamante.
Yeah, they were fantastic. She looks great for 87.
A judge has fallen out of a window. He was the brother of a Page 3 girl, and don't know if it was him what let that man off for getting off with a thong wearing 10-year-old, or is it a different judge, but he should also fall out of the window. The old 10-year-old thong.
To be honest, I was thinking we could say what they weren't allowed to say on BBC London, which is that he's a paedophile himself.
Yeah, that judge. What is his name? Do we?
Yes, it's Judge Hall. And there's been two cases now. The first one, he said, buy her a bike to cheer her up.
Is that the same one?
Yeah, seems she'd gone and done and raped her. The second one, he said, oh well, she's only 10, but she looks 16, so just have 4 months to think about it.
Right, so he essentially would say he is a paedophile.
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
I think everyone has probably
and,
worked it out.
Judge Hall, if you're listening, take us on. Come on, we're ready for it. I don't give a fuck, me.
Yeah. The longer we tie you up in a lengthy court case, over libel, the less children you can fiddle with.
I tell you what, if we tied him up, he'd probably spunk, drown his own spunk.
Well, if we could get some children to tie him up, yeah. Which we could do.
Well, we're practically children, we're only 28.
I have got some exciting EastEnders news for you. Detective Burnside from The Bill is joining EastEnders. And he's probably going to get off with Pat.
Of course he is.
He's going to play a smoothie and they're going to share some fags. Cool.
Nice. Congrats. Congrats to Pat.
Tea bags are the top item taken on holiday by Brits to remind them of home. Surely you go on holiday, followed by biscuits. You go on holiday to forget home. And also, Marmite. They don't have that abroad. Take it with you.
Tea bags and skull. Saddam Hussein's cousin has been sentenced to death.
Ooh.
Chemical Alley.
Oh, him.
Yeah. He looks very much like his dishy older brother Saddam.
cousin a minute ago.
Saddam. Dishy older cousin.
There was a good picture of him in the paper, actually, in the Guardian.
He's seen here sporting kind of tan-coloured frock, and he must be ready to do a nativity play or something, because
he's got a
tea towel on his head.
You know, there's a picture here of the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
He does look like George Galloway, doesn't he?
Yeah, blacked up.
A black George Galloway.
Totally.
Okay. It was apparently a weekend of hate. Apart, you know, I was loving EastEnders. I went to a wedding. Mm-hmm. A little bit to do with love and that kind of shit.
Imagine having an EastEnders style wedding where everyone just
had a brawl.
Somebody gets murdered and you have a blasted brawl. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Oh no, I really want to do that. Brilliant. And the Glastonbury was on, and we were loving having a lovely time there, seeing Shirley Bass and all.
Mud.
But elsewhere, there's a lot of hate happening. There have been 8 murders.
In the UK?
Yeah.
Fuck.
There was one boy, 16, was stamped to death by a 40-strong mob. That happened in London, so well done.
Where was that?
Beckenham, South East. Someone was shot in Acton. Someone was stabbed in Kingston. This is all happening in London. A gunman hit a girl, by the sounds of it, in Tottenham. A nightclub in Bradford. There's a man that was knocked over by a lorry as he tried to escape a gang. A man of 37 was stabbed on Saturday in Peterborough. An Iraqi man was killed in a brawl in Scunthorpe. And another guy was stabbed to death in Gateshead. So if you are thinking of committing a murder, why not commit the murder? Do something useful instead.
Have a cup of tea, think about it.
Go on holiday, take some tea with you. Think about it there. Mm-hmm. Or knitting.
Join the army.
Sell some stuff on eBay.
Join the army, they do that sort of thing, don't they?
They do.
So, it would suit you.
Killing and shit.
Personality. 8 o'clock tonight on telly. The conclusion to the rise and fall of Tony Blair. Which has been good.
Big Brother has been happening. What's his face?
I had to switch it off.
Shawnee.
Oh.
Is out. He's out on Friday.
Yeah.
Cover of the Star today. I didn't buy it because it seemed just too obvious a story. Shawnee's a fake. He's admitted that he was just pretending to be gay to win votes. That didn't work for him. Ziggy and Chanel have been committing a sex act. They make it sound like they've done something really bad. Basically, they were just discussing what they'd like to do with each other when they got out of the house, and he had a little wank under the duvet, which, you know, and they go, oh, it's too rude to show. Yeah, but they always show people wanking under the duvet every year. This happens a lot. Everyone does it. It's only natural. But I'd like to see more wanking in Big Brother.
He made me so angry that I had to switch it off yesterday.
Was it when he dumped her and then got back together with her?
Well, he dumped her and got back together with her, and made it look like it was all her fault, which was annoying.
Now, I didn't see it, but according to the paper, Chanel offered to squeeze a spot on Billy's face.
Yes, this is what made me really
Ziggy angry. Later told Chanel that if he was going to, she's going to squeeze any spots, it should be his.
And but he took her into a corner and really laid into her, saying, "Don't touch him." And all she'd done was squeeze his spot because she likes squeezing people's spots.
Oh, he's losing his cool, isn't he?
Really lost his cool. At that point, I thought, right, I've had enough of this. I don't pay my TV license.
to watch someone getting annoyed about not in this spot.
I don't pay much.
There was a brilliant moment which I did see yesterday, where Brian, he's 18, I think. He's 19. He's got a job. Never heard of Shakespeare. They're having this discussion. He's going, "Who's Shakespeare?" And then someone's saying, "Well, he wrote Romeo and Juliet." And he went, "What? What's Romeo and Juliet? Is that, isn't it Romeo from the So Solid Crew?" And he genuinely was for ages going, and then he's going, "No." They go, "He wrote it." They all wrote. I mean, to be honest, none of them were coming up with much information about Shakespeare, but they did at least know who he was and that he's a playwright that existed a long time ago. They go, "Well, yeah, Romeo and Juliet's a film, isn't it?" They go, "Well, it's a play originally. It's written a long time ago." No one could be particularly precise about the century or anything, but it's fine. Written a long time ago, and then they made a film of it recently. They go, "Right, so this Shakespeare guy directed the film then?" And he had absolutely no idea. And he's going, "Well, how do people have heard of him then if he's so old?" And then Charlie said, "Well, people have to study him at school." He went, "I don't pay much attention at school." Clearly.
Fucking hell. Now, this Saturday.
Yeah.
If you.
Oh, I'm busy.
Don't have anything to do, why not go and see Rod Stewart at Twickenham Stadium?
It's obviously not selling well if it's not sold out 5 days before, but don't let that put you off.
He's wearing ever such a nice suit, really nice, open collar. You can just see a little bit of hair poking out, and you can just see the bottoms of his arms. His hands in his pocket, probably jangling his cock about, and he's got a saucy look on his face.
Brilliant. Did you watch Doctor Who?
Certainly did.
Was it really exciting?
Yeah.
It did. I really wanted to watch it, but also
it was fucking brilliant, actually.
And it's the finale this week, isn't it? Well, the next time. It's on. Right, is that the news then? Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed our report from Glastonbury, where we clearly both were, not just at home watching Doctor Who and EastEnders.
Given the game away now, and they all believed it.
We'll be back tomorrow with more news, hopefully, about the Spice Girls. Wednesday.
They're doing it to steal Gordo's thunder.
So rude. I might announce something on Wednesday as well.
Yeah. Me too.
If you've got anything to announce, why not do it on Wednesday?
Yeah, let's pretend it's not happening. Just to be spiteful.
Right, thank you and goodbye.